Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 5 Minutes to Live By. Let's talk about how do you continue to do your part with all your heart when you're going through a loss? How do you continue to do it with all your heart when it ain't working? How do you continue to do your part when you are part of a team and the other people on the team ain't doing their part? Oh, let's break this down today. We're going to be talking about this all week long, but this is just such a blessing to me, this word that God has given us. In Colossians, the third chapter and verse 23, the A clause says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily." And I'm going to talk about tomorrow, as unto the Lord and not unto men. Do it heartily. Do it heartily. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Heartily means here wholeheartedly or wholly, wholly, or willingly or thoroughly, with your whole heart. And so This is the backdrop of this is the earlier verses in Colossians when he gives us specific instructions on each role of the family member. This series is talking about divine family. The wives are to submit, the husbands are to love, the children are to obey, the fathers are not to provoke, we all are to serve. And what happens is that we get to a place or a season where we're no longer motivated to do it with all our heart because we're going through losses. I spoke when I preached about this, about the Golden State Warriors who just recently won their fourth NBA championship in 8 years. The basketball aficionados know that 2 years ago, Golden State was going through an experience, an abysmal losing record, the worst of that year. Now, there are other teams that have been abysmal and have had exceptional losses, but they didn't experience or didn't handle that experience the way the Golden State Warriors did. What they did when they were going through their losses, and they were going through a loss for different reasons. One person, some of their key people got injured. One person perhaps was disgruntled and left the team. But what I notice is they didn't do what a lot of people do. They did not internalize their losses and then turn on their own teammates. Preach. We never saw the players get disgruntled with the coach and get the coach fired. We never saw the coach get on TV and blast the team for not doing their job. Everybody kept their head down and kept doing their part. And 2 years later, we're crowning them national champions. Now, the point of that is every successful team has to have willing team members that do their part. But a lot of people can only do their part as long as they're winning. But what is unquestionably important is how you behave when you're going through losses. How do you handle? And what God says, whatever your part is, you do it with your whole heart. Do it heartily. I believe that we're not measured by how we handle success. I believe we're measured by how we handle failure. Let me say that again. We are not measured by how we handle success. Anybody can deal with success, but how do you handle failure? Anybody can show up to work when they're getting a promotion, an increase, a raise, and they feel excited. But how many of you continue to do your part heartily when you've been passed over? Boy, preach right there. When you didn't get the raise, when you're not getting what you think you deserve. And so it is with families. When families begin to take L's, and we will take L's, the husband ain't going to be what you thought he was going to be. The wife is going to hurt your heart or disappoint you. Somebody may even walk out. The children are going to act like they've been raised by wolves when you did everything you could. And now they're breaking your heart. And so I've been through a lot of successful teams, but also I've also been through some losses with those teams. But what I've learned down through these years is that regardless of what season you're in, a season of victory or a season of defeat, a season of winning or a season of losing, can I preach to somebody? One of the things that have held me together is I always did my part. I kept studying. I kept believing. I kept loving. I kept leading. I kept doing whatever God called me to do. And when you've been called to be a pastor, let me tell you something, you're going to take some L's. And I like this. Go ahead and take that L for the team and just keep doing your part. Just hold your head down. Don't turn on each other, turn to each other. Let me say this as I close today. When families lose their heart, they stop doing their part. Don't let an L take your heart, because if it takes your heart, you'll stop doing your part. And so it's very easily, ladies, to stop being a good wife when you don't have a good husband. It's very easy, men, to stop being a good husband when you don't have a good wife. It's very easy to stop working really hard and doing your job on your job when you're not being rewarded appropriately for your job. But whatever you do, that's what our lesson text says here. And what he's saying was, whatever your role is, you stay in your lane, do your role. Don't focus on the fact that they're not doing theirs. You may have to take this L for a little while, but that's all right. That's all right. I made that determination. I said, Lord, if this is what I have to go through, I will go through it, because I ain't got nothing else to believe but your word. And you said to do this with my whole heart. And so with my whole heart will I serve you. With my whole heart will I praise you. With my whole heart will I tell of your goodness. With my whole heart will I show up to work day after day after day. Because, see, if I let life get to me, it will make me want to faint. But Lord, you said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't faint. Don't lose your heart. Don't faint. Don't give up on doing your part. Don't turn on each other, turn to each other, whether the other is not doing their part or not. You keep doing yours. My time is up, but remember this, y'all. Don't just live life, live a victorious life, and have an amazing day. Keep doing your part.